Hey, it's Brett Davis, interrupting your regularly scheduled programming. I wanted to drop the persona for a moment and just talk as a human being. We all lost a really talented guy, and personally me and a lot of the people I'm close to, we lost a good friend this past Friday, Mr. Joke, Steve Whalen. If you know me, you know how obsessed with this guy I was. He was a good friend. He was on more episodes of the special than I was. He was our warm-up comic, our announcer. He did a joke of the week every week. He was a guest on the podcast for Laundry way back when. He's truly a one-of-a-kind person. In a scene, you know, a few years ago, we got together, you know, a lot of like-minded alt comics. And Steve was the black sheep. He was a guy who kind of loved Milton Berle and Henny Youngman and Ronnie Dangerfield and would do these shows with us where he would just do that. And he was really good at it. And at first people would be taken aback, but he would win the crowd over time and time again. And he was just one of the strangest guys I've ever met. One of the biggest sweethearts I've ever met. And this week has been very, very hard. And I don't mean to eulogize him at all, but I figured the best way to honor him was just to let his work speak for himself. And I wanted to play a clip from the special. One week we did an episode, we called it Free Ice Cream, where we tempted the audience by saying there would be free ice cream there, and then we withheld it for the entire episode. And I told Steve, hey, why don't you do an ice cream joke at the top of the hour? And he came out with this. So let's take a listen to Steve Whalen on the special.
Before we begin giving out some free ice cream, who is ready for a joke of the week? I love this cream. Now, I know what you're thinking, folks. It's ice cream sandwich night here. You know, this must be some kind of rocky road up, perhaps up Turkey Hill. And you're thinking these ice cream jokes will be driving me bananas. And, you know, you might think about splitting. But I'm not going to be fudging it, you know. I I'm a comedian. Call me Chris Rocky Road or Roseanne Ice Cream Bar, like Derry Shandling, Eddie Peppercone, Baskin Robin Williams, or Baskin Robin Harris, if any. Writer's room said no one would know who he was. Okay, proved him right. Cone Rivers, Dana Carvel, thank you, Cherny Mack, Cone O'Brien, Cherry Seinfeld, Andrew Ice Clay. I'm like one of those comedians. I got a whole page. If you like ice cream jokes, you hit the gelato. There's no topping this. It's not a parlor trick. I'm basking in the spotlight and I'm robbing the limelight. I've been working on this joke since Sunday. Personal favorite. You folks ready for the joke of the week? Well, I'm just glad to see some good humor tonight. Okay. My girlfriend eats lemon and raspberry flavored ices, and then she exercises without waiting 30 minutes, and now I got a sore bay. What a crowd. Give it up for yourselves. And now give it up for the host of the special, Brett Davis and Darren Mabee.
He left behind a huge legacy of work. I Love This Crowd is his album. It was his life's work. You could check that out on Spotify. And if you didn't have the pleasure to know him in real life, you could at least check out his work. He was a true cult icon. Everybody in the comedy scene had a Steve Whelan story. And, you know, I don't believe in the hereafter. Except, honey, what are you doing here after this? That was one of his, not mine. But I'd like to think that somewhere Johnny's calling him over to sit on the couch. So if you like Steve, if he touched you in some way, we're doing a benefit at the Bell House on March 29th in Brooklyn. Check it out. All proceeds will go to a charity of his family's choice. A lot of familiar faces there, if you know this show. And tell your friends that you love him while you can. So to Steve, he loved this crowd, and this crowd loved him.